to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to Robbie@MightyHouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Also, yes, AWM Construction, AWMRoofing.com, Fast Signs of Lincolnwood, adatfastsigns.com, and our buddies over at Mr. Floor, MrFloor.com. Look at that.
Mr. Floor.
It hit perfectly. It rotated right through just as I needed them. It was perfect timing, actually.
Almost like it was planned.
Yeah, but we know better.
Yes.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you want to give us a call, you can call us on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. There we go.
Nice.
All right. So... some of the stuff we were talking about during the break there, we're talking about some jobs where the contractors were less than ethical and some of the stuff we were doing, kind of following up on Rich's tip of the week. Of course, if you missed that, you can go to mightyhouse.net and click on the on demand page and listen to it there or follow up on our YouTube channel.
But you said you've had issues with a few of these this week.
Yes. So the one major one I posted some pictures of, I think it was yesterday or the day before. So we went out. It's on the 32nd floor of a condo building, Lakeshore Drive. So.
Oops, sorry. Right. Amber alert.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Every phone. It's funny when you're in a meeting in the office and everybody's phone goes off.
Really?
Yep. Amber alert.
Okay, read it. If somebody's in Florida,
please.
I don't
read
know where
it
went.
If somebody's in Florida, you can read it. So 32nd floor. So this is there's a lot of people in this building. So the contractor that the client hired was approved by the condo association, had all the correct insurance, supposedly pulled a building permit. Because most condos buildings will not let you work in the building without a building permit.
Right.
And then the panel, the electrical panel itself was wired all nice and neat. All the conduit came out, was nice and straight. Beautiful job. No problem. All the conduit turns and goes into this false ceiling and stops. And then out of that conduit just wires just start coming and screaming all over the ceiling. They had dropped down the ceiling with steel studs so that they could run all the put can lights in there and also get their conduit and stuff in there. Didn't bother. And you can tell they were just taking a hammer with the claw hammer and just bashing holes through the steel to pull the wires through. And this is not, they weren't just running lighting circuits. They were running 40 amp, 220 volt water heater circuits through there. So the amount of power they had running through this ceiling, there were five different 40-amp 220 breakers. So you get a bunch of these number 10s screaming through the ceiling like that. It was beyond bad. Obviously, the guy knew what he was doing and knew that he was doing it wrong.
Because he hit it.
Yeah. So I can only imagine that they ran that stuff after the electrical inspector came through. They called for all their inspections, and then they ran it. That's crazy. Yeah. Had he run it in conduit, he probably would have, it would have taken him maybe an extra couple of hours, maybe 3 or 4 hours to run all the conduit. He still had to pull all the wire through there. He still had to buy all the wire, so all of that was the same. The only difference was he didn't run the conduit. And it's obvious he could do it because he did it from the panel to the hidden drop ceiling. So why would you do that? And it was probably he went down the hallway, through the laundry room ceiling, through a bathroom ceiling to the back closet. So it had to have been a 50-foot run that he just started pulling wires through.
Well, the pictures are nice.
Yeah. So if you look on Facebook, you'll see we posted some pictures up there and then he wire ties them all together so that way there's nice and neat as they're going through the ceiling. And where he got to the water heater, obviously you need an equipment ground for that. So he pulled an extra black wire back and connected that up. And as soon as it went into a junction box in the ceiling, it turned to green and came down into the panel looking perfect. So when the inspector comes in and the final inspection pops the cover, you would never know.
So what happens now? Were you hired to fix this?
No, we were just... So then all the outlets are that way. So when you take off an outlet or a switch, they used plastic anchors to screw the switches in and all the outlets in. So we went there just to take off an outlet. And we were changing out outlets and some switches, putting in dimmers. Take it off. The whole thing just falls out. There's just two wires hanging out. So
they had no boxes in the walls?
No, nothing.
They just pulled wire through the drywall and then put two mollies or anchors in the drywall to hold the switch or outlet in place?
Correct. Correct.
Did you turn the guy in?
That's what they're in the process of doing. You know, whoever did the panel, they obviously had to have an electrical license. They had City of Chicago license. They had to have done it in order to get the permit. And then they did this stuff. Now, okay, let's say you did a single family home and you wired it up this way. Okay, that one house might burn down. You might kill that one family.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe you're saying that.
This is in a condo building with 35 floors. How many different families are in there? The whole damn thing could go up.
Well, you know that apartment fire they had over in England in London where so many people lost their lives, and it was the same kind of thing. It's just no fire stops. They blocked open fire doors. The siding they put up on the outside of the building, the new cladding, was not flameproof.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just one stupid thing after another that, you know, it's pretty obvious.
Right. You know, and from the homeowner's perspective, I mean, every time I meet her and I go there to talk to her, she's bawling. I mean, she's you feel bad for her, but there's nothing you can do. I can't leave it. And you know, it's not like I can do it for free. I mean, this is major work. We went in there for 2 days. We've been there 2 weeks already, and we've probably got another 3 weeks before we're done. We have to, we're just
changing two circuits.
Yes.
Wait, so I'm back up. So this is just her. It's a building and it's just her condo.
Correct. But everything we open up is wrong. Everything this electrically, everything. And it's painted beautiful. It looks good on the outside.
Okay. I'm Robbie, homeowner.
Yeah.
Okay. I hire one guy who does it and says it's fine. The city inspects and says it's fine. Joe Ron Cowgill comes in and says it's not fine.
Uh-huh.
I don't know you. I don't know the people. The city said this is fine. Why do I listen to you? I'm devil's advocate. Sorry.
I know. I don't think anybody that would walk through that and see that type of work would go, yeah, that's safe. Nobody. You could walk through and go, you know what? There's like wires running through metal studs.
Yes, and when we run wire, even Romex, through metal studs, you have to have a plastic sleeve to keep the wire from rubbing on the metal.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know that. Again, I'm dumb.
Well,
I don't know that, and the city told me it was fine.
Right.
Well, that's the problem. The city, like Ron said, they had to have done some of those feeds after the inspection. But the city's not going to remove outlet covers and things.
Yeah, they don't take stuff apart. So then we dropped the laundry.
They obviously didn't do a rough inspection.
Well, or they did, but they did this stuff after. They did all this wiring after the rough inspection was done. So we dropped the laundry room light to get in there to see where this bigger stuff is going for the water heaters. And there's an outlet just hanging loose from a from an old ceiling box in there, and they had extension cords plugged into that outlet, and then those extension cords ran off to run the laundry room lighting.
And that's how my old house, that's how the basement was wired when I bought the house.
With extension cords.
So
yeah,
then
up above the drop ceiling, extension cords. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And this was a new...
Recently done.
Recently done. So then I would have to, homeowner would have to call whoever did this before and sue them?
Yep. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We got a hold of the lawyers.
I'm sorry, you won't even have to sue them. You say a guy like that knows he's busted and he'll just buck up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he's gone.
Yeah, I don't know. We can talk a little bit more when we come back.
Yeah.
What are you listening to, Rich?
Nothing.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
What you missing?
The wires are still hanging. The sheetrock's still bare. And I know that someday there'll be a bathroom right there. The only time it looks finished is when I turn out the light.
I'm missing my remodeler tonight.
Well, I can't shave or shower 'cause the water don't run. Taking baths with a wet wipe just ain't that much fun. My friends all avoid me 'cause I smell pretty ripe. I'm missing my remodeler tonight. Have you forgotten the plans we once made? We were the closest of friends. Have you forgotten the draws that I made? That was 3 weeks ago, and I ain't seen you since then. I know it was wrong when my wife...
Oh, there we go. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Quick comment on Mr. Floor.
Yeah.
Aaron wanted you to test the shower.
I think that's
what he was saying about Mighty House, the late night shower show. He wanted to see you test that shower that was leaking.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I'm just saying, Aaron.
That's nothing my wife would even want to watch.
It's kind of weird. Kind of weird, Aaron, that you are requesting that Ron test the shower.
I don't think he didn't indicate that he wanted to watch Ron test the shower. He just said Ron should test the shower.
Yeah, Which indicates to me that he wants to watch Ron test the shower. Because his previous comment about testing the shower, whatever.
Okay. Well, I was more concerned about Nana Jan, who posted, I really enjoyed listening to Mighty House, and she did it in the past tense. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yes, we're still here, but she stopped listening.
That could be.
Yes.
So, okay, just to wrap up. No.
So I know you're not a lawyer. You just play one on the radio.
Yes.
But what should a homeowner do if they find themselves in a position where a contractor had completed all the work, including inspections, and it's later found to be subpar?
Yeah, I know. And so that's exactly where I was going, Rich. Thanks. Very good. And that's part of what Robbie was asking about right before the break is, so what
I'm
do you do?
Professional.
Why should you trust the new guy coming in?
Yes.
You know, how do you know that they're just not, you know, trying to take you for a ride and do some extra
pad the bill?
Right.
And I don't have the money.
Right.
You know, I already paid all of this money. I don't have any more money.
Right. So now what do you do?
I don't know.
So you need to, if I ran into somebody that was concerned about that, usually that client now is going to be gun shy. They're not going to be, they're not going to want to trust anybody. They're going to be nervous about anything you tell them. And so, you know, they're going to be jilted and really nervous to work with. So to me, the solution, if the homeowner is really worried about that, let's call a home inspector in. Let's call Nachi, get somebody in there from Nachi that can come in. They're third party. They're not going to be doing the job. They're not going to have any tools on. They could care less who does it. But well, their job then is just to come in and protect you, the homeowner.
Well, that you could do, that should be done during construction or at that point.
You can do that too, right?
But if I think after the fact, if you came in there, found all this, first thing I would do is call the city and get another inspector out there.
Yeah.
You know, okay, granted, we passed the inspection, but it's not the inspector's job to necessarily rip the house apart, checking behind walls.
Yep.
But now that you have opened up walls and you've seen the quality of the work, or lack thereof,
mm-hmm.
then you've got the city going after this guy's license. I mean, there's a lot of things you need to get going.
So right. The city would not charge for another inspection?
Another permit? Probably not.
No, you said call the city and have them send out an inspector.
Right. You could get the city inspectors out, too. You could call for another inspection.
I don't have any more money.
Well, so, but here's the problem. Do we now leave it? You know, you know something's subpar. You know something is dangerous. It's a health and safety issue. It's
right.
What do you do?
You can't leave. Well, that's the other side. I understand you can't leave.
You're required by law, if you see that, especially electricians, required by law, they cannot leave that. If you brought an inspector in and if it was that dangerous, he'd red tag it, he might kick you out of your house.
Right.
You know, you can't even stay here. We have to shut it off. They'll pull the meter is what they like to do.
Yeah. So, you know, and we haven't called the city. We got a hold of the lawyer, letting the lawyer handle that side of things. And in the process, we are starting to put things back together. We're taking things apart and correcting it.
But so, you have lots of video and pictures and stuff. Because, I mean, obviously, that's what video is worth a ton.
Yeah. I should sync you up on our builder trend.
Yeah.
You should. That's what, you know, that's our production management tool that we use that Rich turned us on to. I mean, we've got over 100 pictures in there of stuff that we've opened up, can lights that you when we take the ceiling down, they spent the time to put it all in greenfield, you know, the metal tubing that, but they didn't put any connectors on it, and then they didn't put any boxes in, but they put the wires in the greenfield. So I mean, it's like, what the hell were you thinking? It just doesn't make any sense. So
people
I don't
like that. They should have their man cards removed and they'd be deported.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. So, you know, at this point, the homeowner saying, well, you should open up everything.
We have no choice almost,
you know, cause what if you leave something? But in the meantime, we're tearing their house apart. We've got two bathrooms torn apart, two bedrooms, a laundry room, a hallway, and they just got done. They just finished this.
They had a whole like gut remodel to their condo?
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I know. You know, and the poor woman just cries. I mean, she's just devastated by this whole thing. So, what do you.
And of course, the court system will take care of it in 8 to 10 years.
Whatever it takes, yeah.
Well, I mean, even if you get a judgment, right, then you got to go find the money. So it's like, it's the only one that's going to win is you and the lawyer.
Right.
No offense to you.
Right. No, and the contractor supposedly works in condo buildings all the time. So how many more times has he done this to somebody else and they don't know it? You know,
well, any place that he's on the permit, the record or the permit, they will go back and check then. The city should.
Yeah, they should, but, you know, what's the reality of that actually happening of them?
Well, the problem is, too, is it puts the city on the hook a little bit because they're the ones that signed off on the inspection in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's indicating the inspector's not doing their job,
so now
which
I gotta,
is not necessarily the case. But
so I have a couple people to sue now, but again, now I have to hire an attorney.
Yeah, you need an attorney. You got to go through the hassle of all that. You know, it's not a.
Is this a name you've run into before?
No.
Should hire Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
There you go.
The law offices of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Yep. So that's the tough part about these things. So, you know, we had the roof leaks like that. Then we have the electrical problems, you know. So it's just
so. Yeah, I had a house that in Oak Lawn that I took over the job that the original contractor bailed with. I don't know, a little more than $80,000 of the, you know, owner's money.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady's daughter worked for the state's attorney. Uh-oh. And there was nothing they could do to go after the guy because his contract said, I'm going to work on your house. You're going to pay me $80,000. And both lived up to their end of the deal. Now, his contract didn't say he was going to supply windows. He didn't say he was going to put in toilets. He didn't say he was going to finish the job. He said, I'm going to work on your house, put an addition on, $80,000. And he did put a second story on.
For $80,000.
But he didn't do any finishes, nothing. I mean, it was a nightmare.
That's
and you feel so bad for the people, but...
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, you could walk away, let somebody else do it, but then at some point, you don't want them to get taken again either, you know? So, you know.
Well, I did them right. Got the thing done. It's beautiful. I never heard back, which tells me I've no warranty calls again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it went good. They were very happy when we were done.
That's good. You know, and but you're dealing with a homeowner that's jilted like that. So, I mean, the hand-holding that it takes, you know, and the reassurances that what's going on, it's just there's a lot more work involved for that second contractor.
Well, Dasha, the worst part of the whole thing was once I went through the house, figured out, I mean, I had to put all new windows in it. The windows they bought were like vinyl replacements, so they had no jams, no flashing. They just screwed them into the openings.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that was, you know, part of the big nut was, you know, buying windows again. But anyway, so I get everything all figured out, and I go to her with a contract, and she's like, well, how much money do you want now? I'm like, you didn't learn anything from the last experience? You do not give money to contractors. You know, they always show up in new trucks or boats.
Uh-huh.
You know, look at the contract. The deposit is for the windows. I need like $3,200 or something. I just went and did a name change on the permits. There was no permitting fees. That was handled.
Oh, cool.
Had to write the letter, you know, get the letter from the guy giving up the permit. That was the fun part.
Wow.
But yeah.
What did he say?
He didn't care. He was on to getting the next person.
So he'd collected his 80 and he was gone.
Yeah. And there's people that can sleep at night doing that. I just.
Yeah. No, I know. And that's the thing with the guy that did this wiring knowingly did it incorrectly because he terminated everything in boxes to make it look good. And it was between boxes that he just completely lost it.
So Wally wrote in, he's asking, what about homeowners insurance? Would they cover anything for neglect on the part of the, or would they only cover the fire afterwards?
Yeah, I don't, you know, homeowners insurance, I don't think that's going to be covered. The other side of it is, you know, in order to work in this building, the guy had to have liability insurance and show that he had workman's comp. So, you know, that's something for the lawyers to talk about too, is he liable for this work now? You know, because liability is, you know, if a damage is done to your home. He hasn't technically done any damage. He just didn't do it.
I know, that's the weird thing, yeah.
So, all right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with more. You're listening to...
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Hey, Randall, are we pushing the Beatles here pretty hard or something? What the hell's going on there? That commercial's constantly. And it's over. Okay, good. There we go. Join us on Facebook Live right now. Brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. The Small Business Advocacy Council, the SBAC, is a nonpartisan, member-driven organization that promotes the success of small business through political advocacy, networking, support services, and educational programs. The SBAC is dedicated to improving economic conditions for small to mid-sized businesses and being a voice for small business. For more information, you can check them out at sbacil.org. sbacil.org. All right, there we go. Wrapped it all up.
There you go. Fine job.
So.
Yes, you looked like you had some comments there, Robbie.
Well, I want to get back to what happened with the vase.
The vase?
The vase.
That was like a half hour ago.
It's written down on my notes because
I know,
but we never got to it because you went all off on this conduit, whatever conduit is. I don't even know.
It's tubing that you run your wires through, only in Chicago, in New York City, industrial things.
So then it's safe. So you're saying they didn't run conduit
right.
in this condo?
Right.
So because it's only required in Chicago, if this was a situation somewhere else, would it be okay?
No.
No. Because even though we use Romex, but that has a ground in it and everything.
Right. It's all encased in a – It's okay. That's certified by the national, the NEC.
So you said
the national electric codes.
But you have to in Chicago and New York. You don't have to in other places.
Correct. But you can't just run.
We have to in all of our commercial buildings as conduit, but residential is Romex.
And you can't just run loose wires anywhere in the country where you just take loose wires and go wherever you want.
Okay.
Even though they'll work better.
Yeah.
Because they dissipate heat.
Well, unless you lump them together with wire ties.
Yes. So anyway, going back to,
did you
to
get
Robbie's
that itch?
Question.
Did you get that itch?
Yeah, it was really itchy ear. But Robbie, so the story goes that one of our friends or contractors that we were talking when we were taking our, I think it was our certified remodelers course. It might have been the green course. But a woman had a $10,000 vase sitting on a table.
Vase.
And one of the guys accidentally knocked it over and it broke during a remodel. So the question, and of course, his insurance had to cover it.
His?
But the question
whose?
Is, why
Wait,
would
who's
you
the
have
his?
A $10,000 vase out during a remodel?
Who is the his, first of all? His insurance. His the homeowner or his the contractor?
No, the contractors.
Okay.
We would always refer to the homeowner as her.
Oh, okay.
We would never refer to a homeowner as him unless he was single. Because we never work with the guy. We always work with the women in the house.
Because in my industry, I asked if I need insurance. And I was told no. Yeah. I was told if I break something, the homeowner's insurance covers it.
It's possible it would. But you're still liable. If you broke it, you're liable for that damage. And that's why you have liability insurance.
Yes.
So you should have a liability policy.
So if the homeowner's insurance, if her insurance then were to say, insurance company say, well, who broke it? And then she says, well, I had this contractor in the house and he hit it when he was carrying in some 2x4s and knocked it over. They're going to go, well, we're not paying for it. That's not our problem. We're going after this guy's insurance.
Or they will pay for it, but then they will countersue you. To get their money back.
Well, that's very, very interesting because, like I said, this was a concern of mine, you know, and so I do tell people who have a lot of fancy things. I said, I checked and I was told your insurance covers it, not mine.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Wouldn't be so sure.
I mean, that doesn't mean the insurance company still couldn't come after you because you're not a family member. So, and you were there working. You know, being
yes,
you're
being
that's a paid,
paid
service.
To do stuff, so you're a subcontractor.
And I got to add that on my list.
And
liability insurance again.
And,
now.
And just to be clear, Rich and I did not stay at a Holiday Inn last night. So
I understand.
We are not lawyers. We are not licensed insurance.
Yeah, I remember
brokers.
This whole crazy conversation with my insurance agency. I said, "Do I need liability?" And they're like. Like, if you rearrange their furniture and they trip, I said, first of all, I'm not a designer. I'm not rearranging furniture. Second of all, no, not if they trip. if I break something, they go, oh, no, no, no. That's the homeowner's insurance.
Well, what if you hire a painter and he comes in and he's got a gallon of paint up on the ladder and he bumps the ladder and it falls all over your floor and now you can't mop it up because the paint got into all the pores of the wood, or it hit the rug and it can't be cleaned up. Is that going after the homeowner's insurance? Or is that going after the liability insurance that the contractor has? To me, that goes after the contractor.
I see what you're saying. I never thought of it that way because I thought I... Excuse me.
Gesundheit.
I thought I covered my bases by talking to the insurance company.
Yeah.
You would think...
No, I don't think so either. I think you would have to have liability insurance. I mean, if you're cleaning up somebody's home and they got heirlooms especially, of course, because nothing's ever valuable until you break it.
Well,
then it's... Yes, then it was, hey, great grandma gave me that.
You would think the home... The insurance company would want to sell me insurance.
Sure.
But they didn't. They said, oh, no, don't worry about it.
Well, like I said, it's possible that the homeowner's insurance, the client's homeowner's insurance may cover their own personal items. But there is that fine line, like Ron says, if the insurance company goes, well, who broke it? And you go, oh, my clever clarity lady, Robbie, she dropped it accidentally. And, you know, well, they're going to go, well, we want to get our money back, so we're going to go after Robbie's insurance. And Robbie doesn't have any insurance, so now Robbie pays.
Right, because Robbie's insurance company told her she doesn't need it.
Right. But you
don't... So then you would go after me personally?
Yep.
Because you're not incorporated. You need a separate business license. And I mean, we can go down this road, you know?
We've tried to go down this road. Yes. And it gave me a huge headache.
Yes.
And the other thing that makes me nuts is you need one person for insurance, one person to take care of taxes, one person to take care of LLC, one person to take care of this. I just want one person. I want to write one check and have somebody...
Deal with it.
877-711-5611. I just want one person that I can write a check to who will just take care of this for me and just say...
All of it sounds like you have your first employee. That's called an office manager.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I want somebody who can just take care of this for me and just say,
so now you need now you need payroll services and you need... workman's comp. And
quite honestly, almost everything she listed, all you need is QuickBooks and the state website.
Yeah, probably.
I just want one person who will take care of this for me, tell me how much I owe. And again, I thought I covered my bases. And Rich, I'm sorry to repeat this and beat the heck out of it, but
it's okay.
I thought I covered my bases. I'm the advocate for people, and I did what I thought was the right thing to do, and now I'm...
Well,
pissed. Let me, sorry, Mom.
Do you have a company? In other words, do you have a federal identification number, or do you use sole proprietorship where you use your own Social Security number?
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a true company name or business setup, you can't get insurance.
There you go. That's true, too, because you can't be insured for that. But you could get personal insurance, possibly, but then you're still liable. If you burn somebody's house down and you don't have liability insurance in a separate company, then they're just going to clean you out. You're going to clean out your personal accounts, and you're all gone. You know.
And after they get that $50,
yes, yeah, then they start taking the house and the cars and everything else, trying to recoup as much as they can.
I thought I covered my bases. I really did because I was told, "Don't worry about it."
Yeah, but. You know, that's...
Wally, where's Norman Goldman when you need him?
Exactly.
But why would they, you know, walk away from
a potential sale?
Because you may not be insurable. Like I said, you have
See?
Because you have to have a company and an EIN, you know, the whole setup.
877-711-5611. I just want someone to hold my hand and say, this is what I need to do and do it.
Okay. And you're going to trust them just because they called?
Shut
up. It's worked out really well for a lot of sports players.
The blank. Okay, then who do I trust?
Robbie, we have an answer to your question.
Thank you.
Sending him a now.
Who do we got there?
We've got Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House.
Good morning, Robbie, Ron, and Rich.
Good morning. Can I
Robbie,
trust you?
You need... Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You need one attorney and one accountant. That's all you need. The attorney will
I don't disagree,
you
but as a business, 21 years, I've never had an attorney.
Be into. and you already have an insurance agent, so that's enough. You need three people. That's all you need.
Okay, and I need one person to coordinate all this.
And this cup.
And this ashtray.
Welcome to the world of owning a business, Robbie, of running all that stuff.
Yep.
And having to take care of it and sit up at 10 o'clock at night and read all the crap that they send you.
Yep. Need a banker.
But like Ron,
gotta have a banker. Can't be like Duffin. You gotta have a real banker. Somebody you know, flesh and blood. So when you need $100,000, you can walk in and get it.
Yeah, I don't think Robbie's going to be needing $100,000 to do clutter clarity.
So. You can if you need shipping containers.
With shipping? How about a nice big box truck to haul her stuff around in?
That's right. She needs a new truck with all the fancy wrap on it. It says Robbie's Room Cleaning.
There you
Robbie's
go.
Robbie's Room. No, that's not a good name.
Somehow,
Robbie's.
Somehow I don't think Robbie's looking to get that big. Are you, Robbie? Are you looking to franchise? Is that what we're going to do?
I'm not looking to franchise. I'm looking to, at this point, tell other people, like, have a whole staff. And I would just drive around from place to place and go, okay, meet the people, tell them what needs to be done, and then put my person in there, and then just drive from client to client and make sure my person is doing what they're supposed to do.
There you go. Well, hey, we got Clutter Clarity coming up next, and commercials coming. Thanks, Jeff.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, 877-711-5611, you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. You're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. If somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, how can they do that?
Go to MightyHouse.net, click on the contact page, and just put in your first, last name, email address, click on submit, and you'll get that every Friday, and you'll know what's supposed to happen on Saturday.
What it's supposed to be?
Yeah, but so far we're, cancellations, it doesn't work quite right.
All right. I'm just going to say real quick, everybody, watch us on Facebook Live if you want to see the guys drink hot, spoiled beer.
What?
I'm just saying it's coming up. Hot, spoiled beer coming up in 30 seconds.
Okay.
I'm going to have to post it. No, hold on. Keep talking.
Okay, so silly. On the Twitter, and then I got a suggestion. When a contractor does subpar work, call Sal.
Yes.
That'll solve the problem right there. So there we go. And what's Clutter Clarity about today?
You're drinking
about 12 minutes.
Old. Not by time. Drinking old hot beer on Facebook Live. Now.
Now? You want me to hit it now?
Tune in.
Yeah?
Done.
Okay. I'm going to start this part right here.
Okay.
This Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save me from this prison.
Randall, we already have a bottle opener.
I showed it to him earlier.
Oh. Because only you can save me now from this misery. I know I was purposely off, too.
Yeah.
Lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far
live in. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
Oh, you're bringing cups?
Yes, there we go.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so we were talking earlier in the show. I had an actual clutter clarity.
You did.
Thing to talk
well, then
about.
Do it.
I did. No, this is much, much better. Step up to the mic. Introduce yourself. Put your headphones on.
He's going to throw himself into the Facebook Live feed then too.
Yeah. So oftentimes I'll go to people's houses and clean out
debris,
their closets and stuff. But I also clean out expired food.
Uh huh.
And this week,
so you go through the kitchens and just like,
yes, this week we're looking at expired alcohol.
Okay, there's no such thing as expired alcohol.
Well, that's what Ron always says. So what I did is
or expired potato chips or Twinkies. It just doesn't happen.
If the bag is open, they're bad. But yeah, what we have here is some Henry's hard spiked sparkling water, and it's been in the client's refrigerator for quite a long time. And for 2 weeks, it's been in my car. And it's been 95 degrees in Chicago.
Sometimes. It's only got 92 calories, 2.6 carbs.
It says it's hard water. How can it have any calories?
I don't know. It's got 92 of them.
And then we have a couple bottles of beer that have been sitting in a cooler in a garage since October. So it went through the freezing Chicago winter, and then it's gone through 95 degrees.
How do you know this is expired? This isn't expired.
Potentially, I don't know. However,
there is no date on
the client said it's probably been in the refrigerator for a couple years.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, everybody, is... Woo-hoo-hoo! You guys are going to drink it. I'm sorry. Who are we talking to over here?
I'm less than fuzzy, Robbie.
Randall.
I'm Randall. Hi.
I'm doing...
Oh, that smells good.
Okay. Well, here, so first up... Sniff. Is the Henry's...
It smells good.
Hard sparkling water, which, again, has been in the client's... garage refrigerator for many, many years, and for 2 years. Weeks.
It can't have been in the clients for many, many years. This hasn't been out for many, many years.
Yeah. I was just going to say the same thing. Didn't they just come out with that stuff 2 months ago?
This is actually a nice light drink, so let's give it a shot.
We brought cups, dude. We brought cups. So you and Ron don't have to drink out of the same bottle.
Well, we're going to give you some.
Yeah. No. You got to drink, too.
No, we're not. So it's too late now.
Why?
Why?
That your point.
I don't have cooties.
Okay.
What's wrong?
Just worried about backwash.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That's exactly
more,
what it is.
More of a reason to drink it.
So then it's been in my car in the heat for 2 weeks.
I mean, it's not horrible tasting.
It's soapy.
It's a little soapy. I think that's the...
It's soapy?
You don't want to try it, but it's got like a soapy taste to it.
Right. The alcohol itself is not bad. It's just that's the taste of it. It's seltzer water.
Oh,
and it's warm.
It tastes like bad dishwater.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a soapiness there is not a horrible thing.
The bad
thing
is that you would know what bad dishwater water tastes like.
Hey, when you're desperate, you're desperate, man.
4% alcohol, hard sparkling, spiked sparkling water.
Yeah,
it's sparkling water with alcohol. Mm-hmm. That's it. But I still don't know how they got 892 calories out of that.
Because alcohol is calorie. Yeah, alcohol is sugar.
Okay.
Alcohol. Yeah, but alcohol is the conversion from sugars to alcohol.
Right, alcohol.
Or
yeah.
But so I can't imagine. I would never think I'd have that many calories.
Yeah.
I know my Jameson doesn't have 92 calories a shot.
Have some water.
That...
We'll turn that off.
I leave the board for 5 seconds and
the show goes to heck.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so we're going to say that the Spard Harkling. How much have I had to drink today?
None. Okay. You need more.
Let's go to the beer.
The beer.
The beer.
We got to get rid of this.
Has
stuff.
An expiration date.
So here, we're just going to use this cup.
De Beers. I thought they made diamonds.
Yeah.
The beer has an expiration date of February on there.
Oh, that's going to be fine.
And it's been in a cooler, in a garage.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
It has a great scent to it.
It's got
great head. Good scent.
It's got good. It's all right.
It didn't even skunk out either. No, that's a good beer.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good beer.
That is
What is the name of that beer?
This is Odell Brewing's IPA out of Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Here, give me some more.
All right.
I'm just shaking my head.
There you go.
I'm just shaking my head.
Well, IPAs are good, so that's got to be nice and hoppy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's got great
nice and
flavor.
Hot.
And it should be
saying?
Like a 6.97%. Be a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said explosive diarrhea. I don't know why they would say explosive diarrhea.
No,
but,
we got 1 minute.
Okay, and we have 1 minute, and we have another beer to taste.
Can we try that one?
We also put that's in an expired soft drink, but we'll have to taste that during the break and let you know what we think about it.
I would want to drink that.
That's not going to be a problem.
It's not going to be a problem.
No.
Very nice. Just chug that stuff.
Chug that stuff. This
so
is
what
a,
do we
this
have?
A Pilsner. I don't have my, what is that?
It says Pilsner Urquell,
okay.
Brewed in Pliesine, Czech, the original Pilsner.
Oh, it's in Czechoslovakia.
Okay, and this expired.
Okay, here, let's try that.
And the shipping container on its way here.
It's okay.
Is it ruined, or is it that's the taste of the beer?
Yeah. It's kind of got a Heineken type of a taste to it.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.